Hallelujah. Today's scripture reading is Psalm chapter 37, verse 18 to 20. Psalm 37, verse 18 to 20. Let's read together. The Lord knows the day of the blameless, and their inheritance will be forever. They will not be ashamed in the time of evil, and in the days of the famine they will have abundance. But the wicked will perish, and the enemies of the Lord will be like the glory of the pastures. They vanish like a smoke, they vanish away. Today's title is, Am I Living the Days of the Blameless? Am I Living the Days of the Blameless? Since Adam's birth, the human life has been bound to time. According to the Psalm chapter 90, verse 9 to 10, for all our days have declined in thy fury. We have finished our years like a sight. And verse 10, yet their pride is but labor and sorrow, for soon it is gone and we fly away. Therefore, the Bible state is according to the Proverbs chapter 27, verse 1, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. Decrees that humanity has become utterly incapable of knowing future events. Furthermore, though we plan for the future, we soon realize nothing goes according to plan. We come to understand we live within finite limit, and ultimately the fallen life is nothing more than mist that appears briefly and vanishes. According to the James chapter 4, verse 13 to 14, especially as I like to read for 14, yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. How else could Moses have prayed for a wise heart to count the days we live in this world? The Psalm chapter 90, verse 12, he confessed as like that, so teach us to number our days that we may present to thee a heart of wisdom. The Bible speaks of three concepts of time. The first is chronos. This is the natural time human living measured by the calendars or clocks. It is time the humans have been trapped in since Adam's fall. The second is kairos. This is the time when God's will is fulfilled, the redemptive historical time. And the third is horas. This refers to the precise moment within human time when God's will is accomplished, the actualization of God's time, kairos. For example, the Lord's first coming, the event of the cross, and the time of the Lord's return, that is horas. Fallen humanity is trapped within the natural time chronos, cannot perceive and live within God's eternal redemptive historical time kairos. It is precisely to impart this concept of kairos to such a humanity that God institutes the feast. God unilaterally established the date of this feast. Through them, he desired for people to understand why he gave this those specific date and name, thereby tracing his redeemed history. These are the seven major feasts of the Israel. All seven feasts point to Jesus, who would fulfill the redeemed histories. Thus, the time was given within God's great order, especially after Adam's fall. God predetermined and planned and the time to accomplish his redeemed history. You can find that in Acts chapter 1, verse 7. When that time came, the Lord himself proclaimed that he sent Jesus Christ into the world the time 2,000 years ago. Jesus himself is revealed himself in the Mark chapter 1 verse 15. Jesus saying like that, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. From the time is fulfilled, the time is a kairos. Therefore, time is not something given to us simply to let pass by. Rather, within this time, chronos, in which we live, there is a time of redemption, the appointed time, kairos, planned by God. We are to seize this kairos by faith and live striving so that all may enter the kingdom of God that has drawn near. However, the reason people fail to recognize and receive Jesus, the fulfillment of redemptive history who came 2,000 years ago, was entirely because they lived without placing this divine time kairos in their heart. The Lord who came has promised to come again. Therefore, as a saint living in the last days, we must not repeat the exact same mistakes as the Israelites. To prevent this, we must absolutely know and understand the kairos, the appointed time of God's redemptive history promised in Scriptures, so that everyone may surely welcome the returning Lord. Amen. We must never forget, even for a moment, that we are living in this very instant, our last opportunity to receive the secure the passageway into eternal time, into God's kingdoms. For if we miss this final chance, only the fire of judgment await us. That is why the Apostle Paul issues this warning to us who claim to believe. According to the Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16 to 17, he talked like that, making the most of your times because the days are evil. So then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Here, the call to make the most of the time does not refer to saving natural time, chronos, but rather to the time given by God, kairos, the time when God's redemptive work is accomplished, even as we live within chronos. It is called to us, living in the end time, not to miss the approaching kairos, but to seize informally. It is a call to act wisely, not missing the final hours of grace. Yet, those living in the world live oblivious to this kairos time. Even among those who claim to believe, some live with the same mindset as unbelievers, expecting kairos to be slow in coming or to never arrive in their lifetime. Thus, when the world judges success in life, it divides people into winners and losers based on how much they accumulate as their own possession within the time chronos allotted to each. But the Bible judges people based on how they treasure the time kairos God gave each of us, the opportunities that he provides, and whether they lived according to this will. Because they do not understand this concept of time, the fallen humans live without the seeing or knowing God's time kairos. Their hearts are consumed by eating, drinking, and closing themselves within natural time chronos. The Lord lamented that they live unable to grasp the time of kairos passing right before their eyes. So Jesus said in the Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 to 33, I let it read for you. do not be anxious, then saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or with what shall we clothe ourselves? For all these things the Gentiles eagerly seek, for your heavenly fathers know that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. And I give you another one. Luke chapter 21, verse 34. The Jesus said, be on guard that your heart may not be weighted down with dissipations and the drunkenness and the worries of life, and that they come on you suddenly like a trap. Why can we see the Kairos time? It is because we are preoccupied with eating, drinking, and living with the things of the flesh, and thus fail to see or seize God's time Kairos. That is why the Apostle Paul also exhorts believers, according to the Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that through what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. In today's passage, God not only watches with interest how we spend these days of Kairos time, but also promise an eternal inheritance to those who seize them. The perfection of the perfect persons mentioned in today's passage is Hebrew tamim, meaning without blemish, whole. This is not an ethical standard, but a word describing the character of a person of faith who relies wholly on God and entrusts all actions to Him and live according to His providence. Was Noah not the prime example of a blameless person? According to the Genesis chapter 6, verse 9, Scripture said that Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his time. Noah walked with God. That Noah is called righteous means that by faith within God's grace, he was a person who had a right relationship with God. After the fall, unlike those who were separated from God, became his enemies and committed evil, Noah belonged to God. By being united with God, he became blameless. His entire life was lived before God in fellowship with Him, working with God. Amen. Noah, being a perfect man, lived in the time of God, Kairos, amidst the world time, Kronos, where all were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage as the world has become corrupt. The scripture tells us that in the Noah's time, the old people were so preoccupied with eating, drinking, worldly cares, and living according to the flesh, that even when they heard about the Kairos, God's time, the time of the flood, they did not understand or take heed. They remained unaware until the very moment of their death. Let's look at the Matthew chapter 24, verse 38 to 39. For as in those days which were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, they were marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. And they did not understand until the flood came and took them all away. So shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Jesus warns that these very things will happen to us in the last days. Those living by the Kronos, worldly time, cannot comprehend Kairos, God's time. the Bible speaks to us very clearly. It tells us that there is surely a time when God's will is fulfilled. With an earnest heart, it speaks so that all of us may know that day. In the Old Testament, there is a lot of scriptures, a lot of places point out that times. For example, is Ecclesiastes chapter 3, 1, verse 17. I like to read that. There is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under heaven. Verse 17, I said to myself, God will judge both the righteous man and the wicked man, for a time for every matter and for every deed is there. There is a time, is in the Hebrew, that is at, but is that is the same meaning of the kairos. I'll give you another one, the Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. For the vengeance is yet for the appointed time. That is a time, that is the moed, that is the same as the kairos. It happens toward the goal, and it will be not fail, though it tarries, wait for it will certainly come, it will not delay. Amen? But Noah lived within God's time, kairos. Thus, amidst all the dates of the flood chronicle in Genesis chapter 7, which are days of chronos, he was able to receive and record the date of the redemption, the day when God's kairos was fulfilled. God knows and sees the days Noah, the perfect one, spent obeying God's command to build the ark and enter in. See that today's scripture, Psalm 37, verse 18, the Lord knows the day of the blameless. Same thing, you know. It's from the here, days is a plural, not singular. Applying this to Noah, we understand that from the moment God declared the judgment of the world through the flood until Noah built the ark, entered it, and emerges, he lived every single day thoroughly within God's time, within the time and days of kairos. How do we know this? Precisely because Noah did everything exactly as commanded. According to the Genesis chapter 6, verse 22, thus Noah did according to all that God had commanded him, so he did. And I give you another one, Genesis chapter 7, verse 5, and Noah did according to all that the Lord had commanded him. This is God's declarations, spoke twice, acknowledging Noah's days as those of a perfect man. Today, you and I, too, are regarded as righteous, as perfect ones, through faith in Jesus. The coming of the Son of Man will be like the days of Noah. According to the Matthew chapter 24, verse 37, for the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. Therefore, we too must live lives like Noah's. He lived each day by faith, anticipating the flood even as he built the ark. Though he lived within the natural time, Chronos, he never forget the God's redemptive word of flood judgment for a single moment. He focused his life on God's time, Kairos. Had his daily life not kept these Kairos times in mind, his resolve would have wavered hundreds of times during the 70 to 80 years of building the ark. Ultimately, his heart would have been stolen away by eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage, living in the very right worldly, and he would have abandoned the ark's constructions. But because he lived thoroughly within God's time, within the time of Kairos, he not only built the ark, but also devoted his utmost effort to proclaim the God's righteousness and the gospel of the flood judgment. According to the 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, and did not spare the ancient world, but preserved Noah, a preacher of righteousness, with seven others, right? Though only eight peoples, including Noah, were saved during the 8 years of building the ark after receiving the flood date, and even during the final week, whether the opportunity was the favorable or unfavorable. He steadfastly proclaims God's word, preserved to the end, told God's word, rebuked and admonished the peoples, and encouraged them to leave. This is precisely what we must do as we face the last days. According to the 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, Apostle Paul said, "Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instructions." Like Noah, we must recognize the time of the final judgment, the coming of the Son of Man. Jesus said in the Matthew chapter 24, verse 42 and 44, "Therefore, be on the alert, for you do not know which day your Lord is coming." 44, "For this reason you be ready too, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not think he will." The way to know this day and hour is only by living each day within the Kairos time, the time when God's redeemed purpose is fulfilled. Just as Noah prayed vigilantly and preached the final gospel for over 80 years until he built and entered the ark, our earnest prayer to discern God's time within our lives must never cease. And we must do our utmost to proclaim the final word of redemptive history. Just as God revealed the time to Noah, the perfect one who obeyed all his commands, so he reveals to us the time of Kairos and the time of Hora. As those entrusted with God's work, how well have we seized the opportunities within the Kairos time given to us and exerted our utmost diligence? Can I, like the Apostle Paul, capture the given opportunities within the time allotted and make the following victorious confession of faith? Let's look at the 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. The Apostle Paul confessed that, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith." Beloved saints, God has granted us the new year of 2026. And within it, he has given us Kairos, the time of his redemptions. Today, he commands us to seize this Kairos. He is watching our daily lives. If we have become complete through believing in Jesus, let us not allow our heart to be stolen by Kronos and miss the opportunity to seize Kairos. God has promised that if we seize it, he will give us an eternal inheritance. This eternal inheritance is God himself and his kingdom. Even if we have lived missing Kairos until now, may today's word renew our heart. May we live discerning God's will and what pleases him through prayer and his word. I pray in the name of the Lord that you and I will surely become those who seize the time of Kairos and Hora. Amen. Let us pray together. Father, we thank you for loving us today and awakening us with the word of life. Father God, who knows all the days of the righteous, we thank you for causing us to look back once more with a heavy heart on what we lived for today, what we relied on, what we thought about, and what we prioritized. Though we claim to live our God's will, kingdom, and righteousness, our hearts are often stolen by the eating, drinking of this world, the things of the flesh. We live with a dual heart, unable to see or understand the spirituals. We repent that even today, the seeing God's time of redemption, Kairos, right before us, we fail to grasp it and let it slip away. Renew our heart, Father, that we may hold fast to your will and live accordingly. May this precious work of the meeting the Lord at his second coming, our final kairos, come upon all who belong to our lawful church, not just through holy resolutions made today, but by daily doing and discerning what God desires. May the life of Noah, the mother of the perfect one, always be in our heart. May we not miss the kairos God gives, but daily strive against ourselves to overcome and fulfill his will. May his faithfulness in proclaiming the word of righteousness arise in us too, so that all of us may live in God's time, the time of Kairos. Amen. We earnestly pray this is in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, asking and desiring and all these things. Amen.